Abba Father, you
are. Welcome. You're listening to Living Faith Podcast.
Starry sky and see your hand in time in mind to lead me through the night.
The Mayo Clinic describes amnesia as loss of memories, including facts, information, and experiences. Now, I don't have amnesia. However, if you were to ask me what I did last week or even 2 days ago, sometimes it can feel as if I do. As a stay-at-home mom, my days are filled with dropping off and picking up the kids from school, cleaning my house, the never-ending cycle of laundry that has to be not only washed but then put away, trips to the grocery store, putting away those groceries, cooking meals, spending time with my family, reading my Bible, praying and spending time with God, reading my faith group material, going to faith group, play dates with friends. The list could go on and on. There's always something to be done. And while I'm sure your lives are filled with different tasks and events, I'm guessing they are just as busy as mine. And so remembering things can be challenging at times. I say it all the time that I am at the age where if you ask me to do something or if I think of something that needs to be done, that I have to either do it right now or write it down, because if I don't, it is not going to happen. It is not getting done because I will forget. That amnesia kicks in. I have known that I was going to be speaking today for a few months now. And so when I first began to think about what I was going to talk about, I prayed and asked God for direction and asked him to give me a word for this church, because I wanted whatever I was going to talk about to come from him. And of course, I expected that he would give me something. But then day after day went by and I would have thoughts and ideas, but nothing felt like it, you know? I do not know how Pastor does it. Week in and week out, he shares not just good messages with us, but like unbelievable, revelatory messages. It absolutely blows my mind. We are truly blessed to have such a wonderful and uncommon pastor. Thank you, Pastor Miller, for everything that you do for this congregation.
Thank you.
Yes. But man, days went by and I had nothing. Weeks went by and still nothing. And then before I knew it, it was September 1st and I still didn't know what I was going to talk about. And so at this point, I begin to panic just a little bit and worry and doubt and wonder, what am I supposed to do? And so jokingly, as I was talking to my husband one day, I told him that he should be the one to speak today instead of me, because he's just so good at it, and I just didn't have anything. I really didn't. And being the wise husband that he is, he says to me, "Don't worry. God will give you something. He always does." And of course, I told him that he was right, and that he helped me to remember that, yes, every time I have needed a word from God, whether it was to lead prayer or teach in youth class or even when I was just talking to someone about God, that he always gives me something. And yet, it's like even though God has helped me, he's always helped me in the past, I still question if he's going to help me again. It's like I forget that he's done it before. Time after time, I forget. And so my husband says to me, it's like spiritual amnesia. And so, friends, today that is what I would like to talk to you about. Thank you, Andrew, for helping me, even if you didn't realize in the moment how much you were helping me. Spiritual amnesia. Whenever we are faced with challenges in our lives or difficult circumstances or uncertainty, And it's like we completely forget the past faithfulness of God. Now, thankfully, this doesn't happen all the time for me. I have built a relationship with God throughout the years of trust and faith in him because he has done literal miracles in my life, both big and small. And so I know that God is good, and I know that he's faithful. And yet, this spiritual amnesia still seems to happen from time to time. I really wish that it didn't happen. And I wish that I could tell you that having unwavering faith 100% of the time was possible. But unfortunately, it's just not. We are imperfect humans with human thoughts and human emotions. And whenever we take our eyes off of the Lord, it can be easy to forget. Whenever we receive bad news, or that job situation has been frustrating you, or when the bills seem never ending, or when the walls between family members stand impenetrable, or when I've prayed a prayer and God doesn't answer it in the time frame of my liking, or when the enemy throws the past in your face and casts doubt on your present. Whenever you are faced with troubles, spiritual amnesia has a chance to creep in. But there is something that encourages me when I recognize that this can happen. We are not alone. We can look in the Bible and find stories of God's people and times where they too seem to have some spiritual amnesia, where they too have faced this issue. This is not some new thing. It always amazes me to read the Old Testament accounts of the Israelites after God had delivered them from Egypt. They would ask for something like food or protection, and it seems as if no sooner than God would provide, but they would be back into their habits of complaints and begging. The Bible says they started to grumble. They started to doubt. At one point, they even said it would have been better to have just stayed in Egypt. It says in Exodus 16, verses 2 through 3, "Then the whole community of Israelites began complaining again. They complained to Moses and Aaron in the desert. They said, 'It would have been better if the Lord had just killed us in the land of Egypt. At least there we had plenty to eat. We had all the food we needed. But now you have brought us out here into this desert to make us all die from hunger.'" When I read this, it almost makes me mad that they could even be thinking this way. Don't they remember how God delivered them from bondage? Don't they remember the plagues the Lord sent upon the Egyptians to help free them? Don't they remember how the Passover and how every firstborn Egyptian son died so that they could be free? Don't they remember the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire that helped guide them? Don't they remember how God parted the Red Sea and they were able to cross their way to freedom on dry ground? How could they be worried about something like food and water when God had done these miraculous things in their lives? It can be hard for me to understand how they seem to keep forgetting what God has done in their lives. But then it's very humbling whenever I face my own difficulties and allow the same thing to happen. Looking in the New Testament, I was reminded of a time when Jesus' disciples also seemed to have a bit of spiritual amnesia. In Luke chapter 8, beginning in verse 22, it says, "One day Jesus said to his disciples, 'Let's cross to the other side of the lake.' So they got into a boat and started out. As they sailed across, Jesus settled down for a nap. But soon a fierce storm came down on the lake. The boat was filling with water and they were in real danger. The disciples went and woke him up shouting, 'Master, Master, we're going to drown.' When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and the raging waves. Suddenly the storm stopped and all was calm. Then he asked them, 'Where is your faith?' The disciples were terrified and amazed. 'Who is this man?' they asked each other. 'When he gives a command, even the wind and waves obey him.'" Whenever Jesus asked them, "Where is your faith?" I'm like, Yes, Jesus. Ooh, I feel you, Jesus. Where is their faith? These are the disciples. They literally walked with God. They had seen him heal every kind of sickness and disease. They saw him heal people who were demon-possessed. They saw him heal a man of leprosy. And even in the chapter right before this, they saw Jesus raise a young man from the dead. So they knew he was capable of doing these amazing things. But in this moment, because of the storm that they were facing, they became fearful for their lives. Now, I don't walk with Jesus in the literal sense as the disciples did, but I do have the Holy Spirit living inside of me. And I do try my best to pursue knowing him daily. But like the disciples, I too at times can take my eyes off of him and focus on the storms that I face and become afraid. I think one of the most notable instances of spiritual amnesia is found in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 26. This is a story of Peter's denial of Jesus. Just hours before, Jesus had predicted that all of his disciples would desert him. Peter, however, declared that even if everyone else deserts you, I will never desert you. Jesus then told Peter that before the rooster crows, Peter would deny him three times. Peter insisted, even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you. However, when Jesus was arrested and taken to the high priest's house, Peter followed at a distance. There, three different people recognized him as a follower of Jesus. Each time, Peter denied it. Starting in Matthew 26, verse 69, it says, meanwhile, Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard. A servant girl came over and said to him, you were one of those with Jesus, the Galilean. But Peter denied it in front of everyone. I don't know what you're talking about, he said. Later out by the gate, another servant girl noticed him and said to those standing around, this man was with Jesus of Nazareth. Again, Peter denied it, this time with an oath. I don't even know the man, he said. A little later, some bystanders came over to Peter and said, you must be one of them. We can tell by your Galilean accent. Peter swore, a curse on me if I'm lying. I don't know the man. And immediately the rooster crowed. Suddenly, Jesus' words flashed through Peter's mind. Before the rooster crows, you will deny three times that you even know me. And he went away weeping bitterly. I can't imagine how Peter must have felt when he realized what had happened. Peter, the one who had declared his loyalty to Jesus, suddenly forgot his identity as a disciple of Christ. He had forgot the miracles he had witnessed. He had forgot the teachings he had heard. And he had forgot the love he had experienced. Distracted by his circumstance and not thinking clearly, he allowed fear to cause him to forget who he was and who Jesus was. So, if I know that this sort of spiritual amnesia can take place, even in the lives of those who walked side by side with Jesus and saw the marvelous miracles that he did, then what can I do? What can we do to combat this? If forgetting is the issue, then the opposite of forget is to remember. If we want to overcome spiritual amnesia, we must remember who God is and what he has done. We must remember. We must cultivate a lifestyle of remembrance. And thankfully, there are some actions that we can take to help us do this. In the same way that I write down important tasks that I don't want to forget, writing down past testimonies of God's faithfulness in our lives can help us remember all that he has done for us. Being able to go back and read through and relive these moments in our mind gives us hope. It restores our trust in who God is because we can see that time and time again, he has brought us through some difficult situations. When we reflect back on the many times God has been faithful to us, we start to see that he has never left our side, and he never will. Growing up, I remember my grandmother would write down her prayers. And then when God would answer, she would write down what he had done. She would also record any time that she felt the Lord speaking to her or one of us. She would write it down. And so a couple years ago when I went back home for her funeral, I found a library of notebooks. I mean, shelves full of notebooks filled with testimonies of God's miracles throughout her life. It was powerful. I hope to have a library as full as hers someday that my children can be encouraged by. Something I've been working on and still trying to get better at is to notice what God is doing daily in my life and to write it down. I'm not as faithful in this practice as I'd like to be. However, in times when I've needed help remembering God's goodness, I do have some notebooks of mine that I will read through, and whenever I do, God's peace begins to settle my mind, and I begin to feel strength and hope. There is power in writing down our testimonies, and it can be such an asset whenever we need help remembering. Aside from writing down our testimonies, we can share them with each other. Every single one of us that is here today has a testimony. Whether you've served God your entire life, or you found your way back to Him later in life, or even if maybe you're just now beginning your walk with Him. Every one of us can look back on our lives and see how the hand of God has kept us time and time again throughout all of it, the good and the bad. And when we share stories of how God has worked in our past and what He has done in our lives, it can help us remember who He is. It can be an encouragement not only for us, not only for ourselves, but for those that we are sharing them with. I can't tell you how many times I have personally been encouraged by different members of this church body. By hearing stories of how God has worked in your life, it strengthens my faith in Him. And it helps me to trust Him whenever I'm going through similar situations in my own life. Kind of like the saying, if He can do it for me, then He can do it for you. Hearing about the victories in your lives encourage me. We aren't promised an easy life. We will go through times of highs and lows. But being a part of a body of believers, we don't have to do it alone. We can help remind one another of God's faithfulness. Sharing our testimonies with each other gives us power to overcome spiritual amnesia. Something else that we can do to help us overcome spiritual amnesia is to read and meditate on the Word of God. The Bible is one of the most powerful tools that we have. It is the written Word of God. It is complete and absolute truth. It shows us God's character and who He is. It is filled with story after story of God's unchanging faithfulness. It shows us time after time the mercy, grace, and unconditional love that God has for His people. Whenever we face troubles in our lives and doubts and negative thoughts try to fill our minds, we can look to God's Word and be reminded of His goodness. In times when we are facing the unknown and start to become fearful, we can read verses like Psalm 27:1 that says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" And we can remember that in God alone we find our strength, and in God alone we find our salvation, and we do not have to be afraid. Or we can read in Jeremiah 29:11 where it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." And we can remember that God has a plan for our lives and He is in control. We can read Romans 8:28 that says, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. And know that all things, absolutely all things, even unexpected and not so enjoyable things, can work together for our good whenever we love God." Or one of my favorite verses, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, that says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take," which shows me that we won't always understand what is going on in our lives. We're not going to have all the answers, But if we will put our trust in him, even when it doesn't make sense, and if we will seek after him, that he will help us. Or we can read Deuteronomy 31, verse 8, that says, "And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed." And we can remember that we don't face our problems alone. We have a God that goes before us, and our God is bigger than anything we will ever face. Or we can read Psalm 34, 1 that says, "I will praise the Lord at all times." Not sometimes, all times. "I will continually speak his praises." I'm telling you, you start praising and worshiping God, even in those difficult times, and your problems won't seem so big anymore. You can read through pretty much any of the Psalms and be encouraged. And I can tell you that they weren't all written when times were going good. Some of them were written in the depths of despair. We can even read the rest of Peter's story recorded in the Bible and see how his story didn't end there on that night that he denied knowing Jesus. After Jesus' resurrection, he forgave and restored Peter, showing him that this momentary forgetfulness and failure wasn't final. Peter's spiritual amnesia was cured by the grace and mercy of Jesus. And we can see how Peter was able to grow from this experience and even went on to boldly lead others to Christ by preaching the gospel message. And we can be reminded that in times when we ourselves make the mistake of forgetting that God still loves us and he will forgive and restore us too. The word of God helps us remember. And finally, there's one more thing that we can do if we want to have any chance of overcoming this spiritual amnesia. The most important thing that we can do, we can pray. We can have a talk with our loving Father. We can ask God to forgive us for times when we've allowed our circumstance to cause us to forget who he is and what he's done for us. And we can ask him to restore our memories, because peace comes in remembering. As soon as I look up, fix my eyes on Jesus, ask the Holy Spirit to help me remember all that he has done, peace begins to flow through my soul. Whenever we talk to Jesus and tell him how we are feeling and what we are going through, he can make everything seem all right. I'm reminded of an old hymn that I first heard when I found my way back to God, called "Just a Little Talk with Jesus." That says, "Let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayer wheel turning, and you know a little fire's burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right." You see, God won't always calm the storm, even though he can. But if we will talk to him, he can calm us and restore our peace. Would you stand with me today? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There are so many distractions that we face every day, whether it's the busyness of our lives or the troubles in front of us. How easy it is to let the cares of this world overcome my knowledge of God's faithfulness and who he is. Every day I must make the choice. I can choose to take my eyes off of him and forget, or I can choose to remember. Instead of letting these times of spiritual amnesia drive us to fear or worry and away from God, we can allow it to drive us to cling closer to his word, closer to his truth, and closer to him. I still need constant reminders every single day. And so today, I'm inviting you to join me around this front area right here, right now. And allow the presence of God to remind you of who he is, of his faithfulness, and of what he has done in your life. Let God encourage you today. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what difficult situations you are up against. But I do know that God is faithful, and I know that he cares. And I do know that he can make a way whenever we don't see one. And I do know that his presence brings peace. Would you have a little talk with him right now? Jesus, it is such a privilege to know you. Thank you for loving us and understanding us. Thank you that you don't expect us to be perfect. Lord, forgive me for the times I've allowed my problems to seem bigger than you. Forgive me for the times I've forgotten your faithfulness in my life. God, I'm asking you right now if you would remind all of us of your goodness. God, I'm asking if you would flood our memories of times that you have brought us through, that you have made a way. You are so good, Lord. Encourage us right now, Jesus, and remind us of who you are. You are so good. You are so faithful. And we put our trust in you right now, God. All my life,
you have been faithful. You've been listening to the Living Faith Everett podcast series. Tune in next week for the next part of this series, or join us online at livingfaithministries.church. And the Holy Ghost, you give me peace.